Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Deborah and Jackie again, and we have a short but solid message for you today. Okay, many, many times in scripture, we have to ask ourselves, is the devil real? Like, how many people ever hear it talked about besides at Halloween or in some, you know, kind of comical capacity? But we want to say that it really is true, that the devil is out there. And the Bible talks about several things, and we're going to tell you what this means so you can meditate on it and think about it and its impact on your life. And the first one is the girdle of truth. The second one is the breastplate of righteousness. The third one is the shoes of peace. The fourth one is the shield of faith. The fifth one is the helmet of salvation. And the last one is the sword of the Spirit. So our prayer for everyone is your Heavenly Father, your warrior, and that is all of us. We are warriors against forces of evil. As we prepare for battle, we claim victory over Satan by putting on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm going to read the first one. The girdle of truth. May I stand firm in the truth of your word, so I will not be a victim of Satan's lies. I'm going to put on the breastplate of righteousness. May it guard my heart from evil, so I will remain pure and holy, protected under the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to put on the shoes of peace. May I stand firm in the good news of the gospel, so that your peace will shine through me and be a light to all that I encounter. Now, Deb, you're going to take over this one here, the shield of faith, and go right down to the bottom here.
All right. I take the shield of faith. May I be ready for Satan's fiery darts of doubt, denial, and deceit, so I will not be vulnerable to spiritual defeat. I put on the helmet of salvation. May I keep my mind focused on you, so Satan will not have a stronghold on my thoughts. I take the sword of the Spirit. May the two-edged sword of your word be ready in my hands, so I can expose the tempting words of Satan. By faith, your warrior has put on the whole armor of God. I am prepared to live this day in spiritual victory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And I think this is really potent, you know, like, I mean, I'm sure you have a lot to say about the devil, Deb, because it is so real that we all tend to think that God isn't working when bad things happen. And more of us are surrounded by bad things, you know. And when I say bad things, I mean, it's not just the deterioration of our spirit, but it's our sense of giving up on the inside. And when you give up on the inside, you lose the battle altogether. Mm-hmm. And this is a war that we're in. It's a spiritual war that we have to stand firm and say, look, the terrible things that happen due to climate, this is not God causing disasters in this world. This is pure evil that's happening. That when we see wards, you know, where maternity wards are blown up, where little kids who are getting chemotherapy have to be transferred thousands of miles away so that they can get medical care, you know, by a reckless set of people that just take pride in desecrating a country for no legitimate reason other than their own ego and their capacity to fulfill goals that they want accomplished. You know, this is evil, and we have to call it out, and we have to say, get behind me, Satan. I know who I am in Christ. I know what God does for me. I know how much he loves me and that he only wants good things for me. So really, we should meditate on these thoughts, realize that evil is out there, and say that, Lord, let something good happen to me and through me every day of my life. I want to be a potent source of victory, not live in the shadow of defeat.
And that's why Philippians 4:13 is one of my favorite. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because I am not wrestling with flesh and blood, but I am wrestling against spiritual warfare in high places. I know the enemy comes for battle. I know when he comes, he doesn't come undefeated. He doesn't come unarmed. He's fully armed, and he will use whoever, whatever it takes. Like, you know, General Motors has this slogan, says, whatever it takes to sell you a car, we will do it. The devil has the same slogan. Whatever it takes to bring you into hell is what I will use. And he will use anything and anyone to get you there. Do you ever sit back one day and you like having a peaceful morning, and all of a sudden you might get a phone call that just gives you, you know, like, what is this? I have suffered. Why is this phone call coming through and it's not the best news you want to hear? Or you might be at work minding your own business and one of your coworkers just started this strife with you for no reason. Or you go home so happy, ready to just embark in your private space, and your husband and your wife or your wife just came nagging at you, or your kids, or, you know, just you're surrounded by these forces that is meant to destroy you. But what the enemy means for evil, God can turn it around for your good. And this is why we need to make sure that we put on the full armor of God each day, because it's the only way for us to shield ourselves from the protection of the enemy, because his war is not really against us, but it's against God. He doesn't really care about us. We are just collateral damage in his quest for power, in his quest for revenge. And we ought to know, oh God, that the spirit of the living God is within us. He said, you know, I die so that you will have life and have it more abundantly. The only way that we can be made righteous is through Jesus Christ. And the only way we can make righteous is through faith. And our faith will make us whole. Our faith will give us a personal communication with God. Our faith will see us to heaven. Our faith will help us to see God's face. But the enemy knows that. The enemy tries to imitate God. He does everything to mimic what God does in order for us to fall for his evil. If we ask and our desires are for money, he will make sure he finds some source to provide it for us. And when we receive it, we don't know where it comes from, because that was our needs. We take it, we use it, and we glorify God. But there is a story about this woman who keep praying every day to God, and she said, God, you know all my needs. She's keep praying for food, praying for food, and the neighbor was listening to her praying for food, and he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. So what did he do? He go out one day and he bought all this food and he put it on her doorstep, and she rang the doorbell and jumped behind the bushes to hide. And when she opened the door, she saw the bag of groceries. She picked it up. She said, Jesus did it, he did it. And the man jumped out from the bush. He said, aha, it wasn't Jesus, it was me. She said, I don't care. Jesus did it. He did it. He did it. She said, stop your whining. There is no Jesus. There is no God. He did not provide for you. I provided it for you. She said, well, at least Jesus used the devil to provide it. So Jesus did it. He did it. He did it. So you see, whatever the enemy means for evil, God can turn it into good. And so our faith, our strength, he is our refuge and our strength in a present time of trouble. And when we have trouble and when we have tribulation, when we have trials, we cannot do that on our own. We cannot face it on our own. We have to call on the name of Jesus. His name is a strong tower. He is our God. He's our King. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. He's our strength. He's our refuge. He's our miracle worker. He's our provider. He's our protector. He's our preserver. He's our salvation. He is our everything. He has no rival. He has no equal. He is unmatched in all the heavens and all the earth. So who is unto like our God? He is the rock of our salvation. When we feel that we're lost, he's able to find us like a compass or a GPS and bring us back to his side. When we are gone, he's like, no, we're never gone. So God might be silent, but he's not absent. Your situation might be delayed, but you're not denied. Do not fall for the wickedness of the enemy. Do not fall for his tricks. He knows how to imitate. He knows how to portray it. He knows how to do what he does best to get us into his realm. The Bible says to test every spirit to know if it is from the Lord. Don't be so quick. Remember the fruit of the Spirit: joy, peace, love, kindness, goodness, patience, self-control. And I believe that patience and self-control is what most of us lack. And we need to pray. We need to fast. We need to ask God to strengthen us where we're weak. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to act on our behalf, to help us in our infirmities, because nobody has able to master the nine fruit of the Spirit. There is some lacking, because, and if everybody is perfect, then there will be no need for improvement. But we're all in a becoming stage. We're becoming wiser. We're becoming stronger. We're becoming healthier. We're becoming happier. And we're becoming more like Jesus, because that is who we want to emulate, not the enemy. So my friends, stay prayed up, because we are living in the last days. We've seen the signs everywhere. The enemy is not hiding his face anymore. You know, like, you know, you, I know a lot of you may have watched The Devil Wears Prada. The devil has a face. You see it every day on your television screen, on social media, or even right in front of your face, or right in your present home.
Exactly. Because he works through people.
The devil has his camp, his enemy camp set right here on earth. Yeah. This is his world. The Bible talks about the prince of darkness, the king of this world is the devil. So just remember that. You're not safe out here by yourself. You need to put on the full armor of God and guard yourself in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah. And as we close, we'd like to say, you know, that Jesus said in this world, you'll have trials and you'll have tribulation, but take heart. He has overcome the world.
Amen. 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 What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Indeed.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this bless you and your family. Remember to continue pray and read your word, because that's the only way you're going to find strength. That's the only way you're going to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The word of God is truth. Seek it. He said, seek and you will find. Ask and you will receive. Ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Seek his face. Seek his will. And you will find your resting place in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
All right. Have a good day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, have a great day. God bless.